Mercer County Hall of Fame induction ceremony 2023. One of the class of 2023 is a guy that's synonymous with football out of Grove City High School, Jeff Bell. First off, Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's, very humbled. It's a great honor. And, when you start coaching and you're playing sports in high school, you never think about anything like this. But, after it's all said and done, you start to see some of the people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it's just an honor to be included in that group. And, I'm joining my brother. Mike was inducted back in the, late 80s, early 90s, and, it's just a great honor, and I really appreciate it.
I'm sure you have a lot of people to thank that to help you get to this point. Just a couple of the names that jump out to you.
Oh, man, I tell you, there's so many. a lot of the coaches that I had, even in high school, and in college, you try to take something from each one of them. And, I was very fortunate that when I came, went to Grove City, my goal was to get Grove City to the point like where the Sharons, the Greenvilles, and, we were lucky to do that. And that was because of the assistant coaches that, I had. Took me a few years to get a staff, set in Grove City, and once I had the right guys in there, we really did they did a great job, and we had a lot of success. And Coach Mowry, who has succeeded me, he's done a great job, and he's kept it going, and really proud of the program.
You've had a lot of great memories, I'm sure, as a coach. I know one that jumps out to me. But I'll ask you, what are some of the top memories as from your career as a high school football coach?
I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. But the Tyrone game when we went down in the state semifinals, and they were a great team. And I think they had I don't know if they had a turnover, maybe one or two the whole season. They just had a lot of great players. Skill players, offensive, defensive line. They were just a great team. Everybody had them picked, to go to win the state title. And, our kids went down there and played a heck of a game. And we ended up, in the fourth quarter with a fourth down that we went for and had to measure. And that was the note card game, which, I'd never seen that, before. But, by a note card, we got the first down and we ended up scoring there, and that was the winning score, in the football game. I'll never forget that. The state playoff game was really anticlimactic after that. We were excited about being there, and we didn't play a great game. And afterwards, I talked to the kids and I said, what happened? We just didn't seem to. And they said that, we knew that was going to be the last game we were going to play together. It was just, that was just the feeling that they had, win or lose, that was it. And that was going to be their last game. I think they just, they felt, they felt that sadness of that this is going to, come to an end, win or lose. We just didn't play, our best game. But I'll tell you, the memories that we had, the things that we did, and just, I'll never forget.
Now, who was Grove City's biggest rival? And you played a lot of teams in the air, Sippy Rock, you played Sharon, Grove City, Wilmington. Who was the biggest rival from your and the kids' perspective?
I'd have to say Slippery Rock because of the proximity. Early in my career, we played Mercer a few times, and that was a big rivalry for because of the kids. They playing different sports, baseball, basketball. When you get that creates a rivalry, and being so close. We had kids on our team that dated girls from Slippery Rock players. Said so. It was that was probably our biggest rivalry. The reason some of the other teams we just didn't have success with them. Before I started coaching there, our success against Sharon, Wilmington, Greenville was not very good. So it's hard to have a rivalry, when you're not competitive. But once we did. And that's why I like to see what happened this year, with the league going back to playing all those teams. That's what creates rivalries, and you know, playing Harbor Creek or somebody like that. I mean, yeah, it's great, but I'd much rather go see Grove City play Sharon, Grove City play Slippery Rock, Greenville. Those are the games that people, you know, enjoy, and those are the games the kids that they remember also.
I'm sure you remember winning your first District 10 championship.
Yeah, that was another, I'll tell you, that was a, we had, I think it was in the semifinals, we had to kick a field goal, which, you know, back when I first started coaching, that was almost unheard of, but I was smart enough to get a soccer player. I was one of the first guys to recruit the soccer team, and luckily we had a soccer player, and I don't know if he had kicked a field goal all season, but he went out there, and he made it, and we were able to continue on, and we ended up winning the district championship. And then, you know, the second one against Erie Prep was about a 3 or 4 year process. I mean, we had gotten beat by them in the playoffs, and they were winning district championships, and I had several people say, you know what, you're never going to beat Erie Prep, you're never going to beat Erie Prep, and you know, when somebody tells me never, well, that's so. And I'll be honest with you, that year, that's all we focused on was beating Erie Prep. I mean, every week in practice, we talked about it. You know, coaches say, well, you know, don't look ahead, don't, you know. Every week, hey, this is a warm-up, or this is a practice, this is a scrimmage for us, you know, get ready to play Erie Prep. So when we went and ended up playing them in the district championship that year, we were more than ready. And that was probably one of the biggest wins of my career.
Was there a game that, on the opposite side, that you still think about that got away from you, that you wish you had another chance at, or a couple?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was more than one. The state championship game. I mean, I think about that almost every day. Like, you know, if we would have done this, you know, we started out, we took the ball on the opening drive, drove it right down the field, and scored. And unfortunately, they had a running back that, you know, we couldn't tackle, and you know, he set the PIAA rushing record. I hope by now it's been broken.
It's been broken.
Okay, well, good. Because that was you always think about the big games, but there were several games, and you know, you look back at it. You know, did I give our kids the best opportunity to win that game? And that's what you think about, and you learn from that. And you know, nobody's going to win them all, and those are things that you learn. And I think as I continued, and as I matured as a coach, we got better and better at that. But I attribute it to the coaching staff I had. Nobody, even today, you go around and look at the teams that are successful. They have coaching staffs that are, you know, that's, they have stability. Coaches have been coaching there, and you know, that's why they have the success.
Without getting yourself in trouble here, who would be your best players you ever coached?
Well, you know what? I already got in trouble for this one other time. When I retired, that was asked several times. But I will say this. I've had several great players. And, you know, Jesse Alfrino was a great player. You know, went to Penn State. Wes Phipps, he had, hands down, probably the best all-around football player, offensively, defensively. He was just a heck of a player. But when I, you know, I've had time to think back and look at it. You know what? It was those kids that when you saw them as a freshman and you're like, man, if that kid plays for us, we're going to be in trouble. And then his junior and senior year, he ends up, you know, playing, lettering, or starting. And those are the kids that you win with. I mean, I had several kids that a lot of, you know, like I said, when we were freshmen, sophomores, we'd been talking coaches' meetings and say, you know, man, this kid, I don't know what we're going to do with him, what we're going to. They worked hard, and they turned themselves. Those are the kids you have to have, and those are the kids you win with. Those kids that, you know, maybe not everybody knows, but, you know, every day in practice you see them getting better. And they're coachable, and they do things exactly the way you taught them, and that's how you win.
What's the thing you most miss about coaching?
Just what I talked to. Those kids that, you know, you see them mature and grow and turn into better players. That's the thing I miss.
What's this mean to you and your family, Coach?
Oh, well, it's, you know, like I said, I'm very humbled and honored. And, never crossed my mind. And you see this every January, and you see the people who get inducted each year, and you just think to yourself that, wow, that'd be something someday to be included in that group. And I'm extremely honored to be part of this group this year.
Jeff Bell, congratulations. It's great to interview you at least one more time, and it's been a blast covering you over those years, and it's a thrill to be able to do this one more time.
I appreciate everything you've done, and I'll tell you, Mercer County doesn't know what they have, the things that you've done. I see things that happen in other areas and so on, and the job you do is just, I can't, and now that I'm, older, and I'm listening to these games on the radio and on, live stream, and I hear you, I mean, you don't know how much I appreciate, and then your show that you do on Monday nights, the credit you give the kids, and it's just, without that, it's, Mercer County is not, you've really done a good job of elevating Mercer County athletics.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob.